Let's go ahead and throw up on the big screen here, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25 as we continue in this journey. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The law is not against such things, meaning that these things are so good, this fruit is so good, that there's no prohibitive law or rule from enjoying them and consuming them. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh, sin, with its passions and desires for the things of the world that are not good for us. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Wow, what a wonderful grip of Scripture. I feel like it brings such clarity to this topic because God, in His grace, not only shows us what the fruit is, but He also shows us how to obtain and maintain this fruit. The what is, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The how we obtain this is by faith in Christ Jesus. The way that we maintain it, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. If we live by and walk by the Spirit, we maintain this fruit. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Pastor Hyden kicked off this series with just what a wonderful presentation of God's agape, unconditional love. And last week, Pastor Marvin, who in my opinion is the definition of joy. As a matter of fact, Pastor Marvin could have just stood up here and smiled, and all of us would have been like, he's giving a sermon on joy, isn't he? Pastor Marvin gave us, wow, what a wonderful presentation of the gospel of joy. And now today we see this word, peace. We actually have two words in the English language for the word peace, and they are what's known as a homonym. And a homonym are two words that are pronounced the same but are spelled differently. The title of today's sermon that I've chosen is that homonym, and it is peace, P-I-E-C-E, or peace, P-E-A-C-E. Now, normally a homonym will have two different meanings, but in this case, both these words mean the exact same thing. Let me show you. Here's the Oxford definition of peace, P-I-E-C-E. It is a portion of an object, a portion, a part. It is partial. And now here's the same Oxford Dictionary definition of P-E-A-C-E, and that is freedom from disturbance. Not only is this one partial, it's also temporary and quite rare. Because how often do we have freedom from disturbance? But today, we are not only are these partial, but these also come with conditions because they come from the world. And like most things that are obtained from the world, they come with conditions. They come with something that I like to call if onlys. If only I, if only we, if only they, if only you, fill in the blank. But today we are not looking at the fruit of the world. As a matter of fact, we're not even looking at the peace of the world. Today we are looking at the fruit of the Spirit. Today we are looking at shalom. English, we go this way. Hebrew, we go this way. Shalom. Shalom is a Hebrew word, and it means hello, goodbye, and peace. It is three in one, and it represents completion and rest. It is not from the world. It is from God through His Holy Spirit. Now, since this isn't the gospel according to Pastor Andrew, and this is the gospel according to Jesus, let's see what Jesus has to say about this shalom, about this peace, in John chapter 14, verse 27. This is what the Messiah says. Peace I leave with you. Whose peace? His peace. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. Jesus makes it very clear. This is not peace from the world. This is peace I leave you, my peace. Shalom I leave with you. My shalom I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives, temporarily, partially. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. There are no if onlys. Shalom is unconditional. Shalom is available and present during the trials and tribulations. It is a supernatural gift from God and occurs despite or in spite of whatever we are going through. Which brings me to my very first point, and that is shalom is unaffected by our circumstances. It doesn't matter what we're walking through, we can still have this shalom. It is not of the world. Now, I learned about this concept of shalom a long time ago. I moved to Las Vegas right before my 13th birthday. And prior to that, I lived in New York. I lived in a town called Plainview, Long Island. Now, Plainview was predominantly Jewish and Catholic. So after public school, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Jewish kids, we would go to Hebrew school. The Catholic kids would go to catechism. And the atheist kids, they just couldn't believe it. Yeah. Good, there's no atheists in here today. Woo. So I remember this one particular day in Hebrew school, we were learning about the concept of shalom. And our teacher tells us that shalom is such a sacred word that if they hear us using it in the bathroom, it's an unclean place, we will immediately be sent to the principal's office. Now, this might surprise you. I was a mischievous little boy. You know what? We're in church today. I am still a mischievous little boy. So teacher tells us, hey, don't let us hear you using shalom. It's a sacred word. You get sent right to the principal's office. Don't use it in the bathroom. So I raise my hand. Now, in Hebrew school, you're referred to by your Hebrew name. My Hebrew name is Hanan. My teacher's name was Mr. Chasson, and we refer to him as Mora Chasson. Mora means teacher. So I raise my hand, and Mora Chasson says, yes, Hanan, do you have a question? And I said, yes, Mora Chasson, I do. And he said, what is your question, Hanan? And I said, what happens if we go to the bathroom with our friend Shalom? Needless to say, I was immediately sent to catechism. Now look, as silly and mostly made up my story is, as silly as that rule was, Mr. Chasson was kind of right. You see, shalom can't be obtained or found in the world. It's a gift from God through his Holy Spirit. So in that sense, it is sacred. Let's take a look at this piece in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace. Well, all things that come from God are perfect, no? For it is trusting in you. This is a profound peace that is rooted in firm faith in God, rooted in walking in and by the Spirit. In other words, shalom is a peace that transcends the world's understanding of peace. And because we live in a fallen world, we all sometimes face fear, anxiety, and challenges. And if we're honest, which we should be, we all experience things in our lives that are beyond our understanding. I know that I do. Can we go ahead and throw a picture up of Angela and myself? I don't understand. I need shalom. How did I go from that to this? Look at that coif. It's epic. Epic. I need shalom. I went from like a young Kevin Klein, Google him later, to like, I don't know, Charlie Brown with earrings and tattoos. I know, she does. Or maybe even like Uncle Fester from the Addams Family if he was in a rock band. I said this all three services because I'm really hoping that I don't have to cook for myself on Father's Day, but my wife is even more beautiful now than she was back then. Man, I need shalom. I don't understand that. Do you mind if I give you one more? Yeah. Okay. I don't understand how we went from this guy, Jabba the Hutt, right? To this guy,
Jar Jar Binks.
I need a piece that's beyond all understanding. What was George Lucas thinking? I need shalom. Listen, in all seriousness, we all need this shalom. Because the peace of the world will leave us empty. Much like my hair, it's temporary and conditional. It comes with if onlys. Shalom will never let you down because it comes from God. So let's take a look at God's word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Oh, I love this. May the Lord of peace himself, wow, give you peace. How often? In every way. Wow. That means during the trials and the tribulations, but it only comes from one place. It comes from the Lord of peace himself. The Lord be with who? All of us. That is God's desire. Oh, that's shalom right there. Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of who? Not the world. And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called. Oh, you were called in one body. Rule your hearts and be thankful. And let the shalom, the unconditional peace of our Lord and Savior, to which we were called in one body, rule in your hearts. And that should make you thankful. Look, maybe you're here today. And you're a single parent, and you're doing everything by yourself. You're struggling to make ends meet. You have your routine down, but you can't even find peace in that anymore. You certainly can't find peace in the chaos, if only just for a moment. Or maybe you're like me and you're a business owner. You're trying to figure out how to make payroll, pay bills, deal with customers, deal with employees. Oh, if only more guests came through the restaurant. If only costs were down. If only then, just for a moment, maybe I could have some peace. Or maybe it's your first time here at Walk Church, or any church for that matter, and you've been searching for purpose and direction. You're struggling. Your head's about to explode. If only, just for a moment, I could have some peace. Maybe you're a middle schooler. Or maybe you're a young adult, and all you're trying to do is figure out life. If only I were more popular. If only I made the varsity team. If only I could afford to go to the college that I really want to go to. If only then, for that moment, I would have some peace. Or maybe you're in the twilight of your life. Or maybe you're struggling with pain or addiction or an illness. Oh, if only, just for a moment. And maybe right now you're thinking to yourselves, Pastor Andrew, I hear you. I hear you. I desperately want this shalom. But how in God's name do I obtain it? And I would have two responses. The first thing I would tell you is the answer was in the question, in God's name. Yahweh Shalom. This is one of the many Hebrew descriptive names of God, often mistranslated to mean the God of peace, but it literally means God is peace. If you're looking for shalom, go to the one who is shalom. Don't go to the world. Don't go to the world. Here's what the world will offer you. A P-I-E-C-E, a P-E-A-C-E, temporarily. Oh, shalom is so much greater than that. Friends, don't turn to the world. Turn to God. Don't turn to artificial intelligence, social media, or virtual reality. These are all what are known as oxymorons. And I don't know about you, but I am not willing to put my faith in anyone or anything that contains the word moron. The second thing I would share with you is that you have been experiencing shalom the entire time you have been here today. I would be willing to place a friendly wager, because I'm not saying go out and gamble. I'd be willing to place a friendly wager that until I mentioned the problems that we all walked in here with today, that you did not think about them not one time. Well, friends, that is shalom. That is unconditional peace. We walked in here with those problems. You're sitting here, we still have them, but oh, look, shalom is unaffected by that. This is because we've been filled with and surrounded by the Holy Spirit. Collectively, together as one body, as one family, we prayed, we praised, we worshiped, and we shared God's word. This church, this cafeteria is a massive fruit grove. And you are surrounded by brothers and sisters who are that fruit. Do me a favor right now. Turn to the person next to you and say, thank you. Tell them, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for being a productive branch, patiently waiting on the tree of life. You guys are really good. The other ones are like, I can't follow along. I'm coming back just for this service next time they ask me to be here. I'm kidding, okay. Turn to God and thank him for the sacrifice of his son who died on the cross and rose again so that we might experience shalom. Thank him for his Holy Spirit that not only permeates this room, but who is alive in us, working through us, not just here in this building, but everywhere we go, no matter what we throw at ourselves, because we do, no matter what the world throws at us, and no matter what the enemy throws at us. Walk, church, listen to me. The grave could not contain him, and neither can the four walls of our fear, anxiety, problems, and situations. Those are just names, and there is no name above the name Jesus Christ. We are all filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to really hear me what I'm about to tell you. Not just hear me, like seriously, believe it and receive it. I want you to put this on your hearts. Every single person who's in here, you were created by love, with love, and for love. By a creator who will never leave you nor forsake you, and that should bring you great shalom. Let's take a look at Colossians 3:15 one more time in just kind of a different light. Oh, and let the shalom of Christ, that's different than peace, that's unconditional. To which indeed, certainly, you were called. He called you. He called you. And do you know when he called you? When you were still a sinner. In one body, all of us together, to rule your hearts above everything. And we should be thankful. With my remaining time, I want to go over a whole bunch of scripture with you and give you a few more practical points. First scripture I'd like to take a look at is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Oh, and this is wonderful. Don't worry about what? But in what? Through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what happens? Oh, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Wow. This brings me to my second point. Let your praise and prayers speak louder than your problems. Yeah. You might say, oh, that's so hard. That's so hard, Pastor Andrew. And you know what I'm going to tell you? You just did it. You just did it the whole time you were here. If you did it once, you could do it again. Oh, friends, don't wait till next Sunday. You could have shalom right now, every moment. Let your praise and prayers speak louder than your problems. Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Oh, I love this one. How often are we supposed to rejoice? How often are we supposed to pray? Woo! What do we give thanks in? Wow. And why do we do it? Because God wants us to. Wow. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. This scripture is actually my next point. There's no need to paraphrase this. You want shalom? Here we go. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. It doesn't say do what you have learned and received and heard from the world and seen in the world, and then maybe you'll get a P-I-E-C-E, a P-E-A-C-E. No, that's not what it says. Scripture says, do what you've learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Which brings me to my next point. Pastor Hayden always says, put the shots up, right? You got to practice. So here's my next point. Put into practice what you have learned. Don't be selfish and share your fruit. There's an abundance of it. It's overflowing. Now, why should we share this fruit? Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the herald who proclaims peace, who preach the gospel, who bring the news of good things, who proclaim salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Why should we share our fruit? Why should we tell people about our Lord and Savior? Because God says it's beautiful. He looks upon it as beautiful. Wow. Paul knew this. He actually quotes from the Old Testament in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. Everyone. What do you have to do? Call on his name. Wow. How then can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? Oh, why do we share our fruit? Because God finds it beautiful, but because also God wants everyone who calls on his name to have salvation. Well, what happens if they haven't heard of him? Share your fruits. Now, not everyone is called to be a preacher. And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who bring the gospel. Sent just means you're called. Some of us are called to share the word, to preach the gospel. Some of us are called in other ways. How can you share the good news of Jesus? You could pray for somebody, right? Maybe, just maybe, you feel called to help those that go out on mission work and actually preach the gospel all over the world and all over the country and all over our state. Maybe you feel called to help them out financially. If you want this shalom, there's only one way to receive it. You can't get it from the world. It's just going to be temporary. There is one way for this shalom. You want peace with God and you want peace with man? Oh, you got to call on the name of Jesus Christ. You have to say, I'm a sinner. You are my Lord and Savior. I give it all to you. I believe in your promises. I believe in your life. I believe in your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And now I want this freedom. I want this shalom. Friends, there is no other way to obtain this shalom. You want a P-I-E-C-E, a P-E-A-C-E? Oh, do you want unconditional peace from God? Call on his name. Call on his name. My final scripture point, I love it as the final point. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, because it starts off, finally. That's a perfect way. It's a perfect final point. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Finally. You know what that means? That means after you learn that shalom is unaffected by your circumstance. After you let the shalom of Christ flow through you, after you let your praise and prayers speak louder than your problems, after you put up the shots and put into practice what you learned, after you shared the fruit, now, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Become mature. How do we do that? By being here today, by surrounding ourselves with other brothers and sisters, with other believers. Be encouraged from each other, but also from God's word, be encouraged. Be of the same mind. This is real, this is true. Same mind. This is the Holy Spirit inspired 100% truth of God living alive in here. Oh, be at peace, be at shalom. And the God of agape, unconditional love, and shalom, unconditional peace, will be with you. Which brings me to my last point. Rejoice, knowing that the world can't take away from you something it did not and cannot give you. Don't turn to the world for shalom. You're not going to find it. Brothers and sisters, don't turn to the bottom of a bottle, whether it's alcohol or pills. You're not going to find shalom there. The only thing you're going to find is the top of another bottle. You want unconditional peace? You want shalom? Well, then give your life to the one who is shalom. And finally, I want to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite pastors besides, I almost missed you last time, so I'm going to do you first. Pastor Mike, Pastor Hayden, Pastor Josh, Pastor Wes, Pastor George. Did I get them all? Pastor Marvin. Oh my gosh, how could I forget my brother, Pastor Marvin? It's a guy named John Piper. And in the beginning of my walk through this, trying to find God, trying to find shalom, trying to find peace, trying to find where salvation comes from, John Piper was very important to my life. Because John Piper teaches about finding the joy in the struggle. And not a lot of people know this, but I have a very rare neuromuscular disease called CMT, not country music television. It's Charcot-Marie-Tooth. There is no cure. No cure. And it took my muscles out from my knees down into my feet. I'm actually standing on special orthotic braces that are made for me so I could stand here in front of you today. And as a matter of fact, one of our brothers here, Dr. Dave, he made these for me. So it's so cool. He was in the second service. And though some of you might know his son, Ethan, who's moving to Australia, happy for him, sad for us. So I shouted him out in the last service in hopes that he was gonna stay, but it didn't work. But this is one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite pastors. And this isn't necessarily a definition of shalom, but this certainly is a wonderful picture of the difference between what it looks like to walk in the spirit and walk in the world. If you don't see the greatness of God, then all the things that money can buy become very exciting. If you can't see the sun, you'll be impressed with a streetlight. If you've never felt thunder and lightning, you'll be impressed with fireworks. Oh, and if you turn your back on the greatness and majesty of God, you'll fall in love with a world of shadows and short-lived pleasures. Friends, today, you can have this shalom today. It's really easy to receive it. Believing it is another story. Maintaining it, we walk in and by the Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, oh, thank you so much for your grace that brought us all here together today in your wonderful, magnificent presence, sitting in your unconditional peace, sitting in your shalom that only comes from the Son through the Father and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we're so grateful for that. Father, thank you so much for your Son. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for your promises. Thank you for your word that rains down upon us daily like manna from heaven. Let us never grow tired of eating from it. My prayer today is this, that as we prepare to leave here into a fallen, secular, broken world, that we leave here renewed and refreshed, and also with a deep desire to share our fruit, not just with our lips, but with our lives. Oh, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, amen.